American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm not high right now, but the day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
Chuck, the silence is pretty deafening the last 24 hours or so.
Well, that's certainly one way to put it. I think for a lot of people, they probably would share that sentiment. I've got to admit, I thought that we would find out something one way or the other yesterday. I really thought when we left the show, I didn't think it would happen until late in the day because of just the difference in the time zones. But I thought something might happen yesterday, or there might be a new development. Let's just put it like that. And maybe there was, and we just don't know about it. I have no idea. But, you know, it's been interesting to hear people talk the last 24, 48 hours about all of this and just the wide range of emotions that people have. And, you know, it's a situation where I think the thing that I feel worst about is for our people, for our fans, for the people that follow the program. And I'm not talking about the financial investment. I know there's always emphasis on that, and I get that. But I'm just talking about the everyday Arkansan who's emotionally invested in all this, who couldn't get any work done yesterday because, you know, Everything they had going on revolved around this. Their recreation, their entertainment, in some cases, most of their lives away from work revolves around this stuff. And they've been very committed. For every one critic, there's been 1,000 unconditional supporters. And I think they deserve better. I'm not suggesting that I think it's the intention of anyone involved in this to disrespect the fans. But I do think they deserve better, and I think they're the loser in all of this right now. You know, that's a long way of saying that my hope's always been, I say always, the last 48 hours, it seems like always right now, my hope in this has been that we were not at the point where the possibility of return was no longer there.
Yeah.
That's always been my hope. And I still have that hope, but with every hour that passes, it diminishes. I think it would be fair to say that for everybody in our state right now. And so that's a long way of saying that I feel today the way I felt yesterday, that this is about to come to a head. But I was wrong yesterday, and I may be wrong today, too.
Well, and Ty said the silence is deafening, and that's what makes me wonder that could this, if it just fell through and it didn't work out at USC for whatever reason, is there any way to put the toothpaste back in the tube? I mean, we've heard nothing from the university side, nothing from Muss's camp. We talk about the silence being deafening. You would think if the public conversation was way out of bounds or way off track, Chuck, someone would have at least put a tweet or a message out or something to to calm the fires down yesterday.
I know. And that's why I said I thought it was going to come to a head.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily mean that, you know, Buss was going to be the new coach at Southern Cal. I just, you know, thought it would come to a head in some form or fashion, or there would be some sort of new development. And obviously that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You're asking that question. I posted it too. The answer is you win. Like, if you come back, there's going to be a lot of people that, and I don't know what the percentage is per se, but if you win and you get back to another NCAA tournament run, and
You're right.
Well, yeah, that's the only logical conclusion.
The winning has to start way before the season. The winning would have to start immediately in the transfer portal. Okay. The excitement would have to start immediately because you are able to bring some player to this campus because of your presence that excites the fan base. But we had the director of the NIL on last week. What did he tell us? He had 500 people that had signed up for that. You've got to figure out some way to get people excited to get involved in all of that. And if you're Muss and you're trying to kind of put the toothpaste back in the tube, to keep using that phrase, you'd have to win in the portal. That's how you'd get people back on your side.
Well, that's the big picture, and you're right. I mean, there's always NIL concerns and financial concerns in all of this. But if he were to return, the first order of business, and I don't know that you want to talk about getting to the point of no return, there's a lot of stuff going on in that portal right now. There's a lot of kids being recruited, and there's a lot of things happening each and every hour, literally, in that portal. So, and again, I don't know. I'll be perfectly honest on this. I don't know how immersed they are in this. I have no idea. They may be at it 24/7. The staff may be. I don't know. But that's certainly a concern. I do want to go to one thing, though, and I'll be quick on this. I've heard a lot of comparisons the last 24 hours to the loss in support when Houston Nutt flirted with Nebraska and LSU. I've heard a lot of comparisons to that. In my mind, I don't think it's a comparison because Muss has so much more cachet with our fan base right now than Houston did then. And I say that respectfully, but Houston had lost a good bit of his cachet with our fan base. I don't think Muss has. I think there are some people that are, you know, they're not happy about this. But the first time we won a game, they'd be back on the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. Or the first time we lost, they'd say, well, his heart's not in it. That's what happened with Houston Nutt. And that's what would happen with Eric Musselman. But I do think, and I'm not saying this is going to happen. Please understand, I'm not saying this is going to happen. But if he were to decide to return, I think you shake hands, you forgive each other, and you march on. You've got a working contract, and you go on. That's what you do. Life goes on. But I say all that with the full realization. I mean, it's right in my face, just like it is everybody else, that there's a possibility he may not be our coach.
Yeah. And then, you know, you wonder about what goes on from there. Now, I don't have a list of names or people that should be candidates, but I will say this. Arkansas has the money to get a good basketball coach. They're paying Eric Musselman over $4 million. He's the 12th highest paid coach in the country. You don't have to move the beans around at all to get you a good candidate, at least from a financial standpoint. If that's a huge part of the presentation, that won't be a problem. But with all that still being said, it's going to be difficult to hire a coach better than Eric Musselman, at least from an X's and O's and being a mechanic of the game, a tactician of the game. He's about as good a coach as you've had since Nolan Richardson, obviously. And, you know, we've put him in the top three pretty quickly all time in this program. We need to understand that, you know, the next coach, in all likelihood, may not be on the same level as Eric Musselman when it comes to a lot of those categories.
I think one thing people need to think about in all of this is that sometimes things happen and there's no one to blame.
Oh.
You know, what I've heard the last 24 hours
my
is
wife
the blame
always
game.
Finds someone to blame.
sometimes things happen like this, and it doesn't mean he hates you. It doesn't mean he doesn't like Arkansas. It doesn't mean that he doesn't appreciate everything that's happened. These guys are nomads. I mean, we fall into the trap sometimes of thinking these head coaches in these major sports are everyday people. In some respects, they are. But consider, Eric Musselman's had 15 jobs in 9 states. I don't know many people who've had 15 jobs in 9 states. That's what the nomads do. Mm-hmm. That's what the people that wander the countryside
he
do.
He sounds like a radio man.
Well, yeah, he's been up and down the dial.
Card with U-Haul.
we equate sometimes how long a coach stays with how he feels about us. You know, we take it personally when they just up and leave. I remember, I'm old enough to remember when Eddie Sutton left. I mean, it was like the day the music died. And then the next day when he crawled to Lexington or said he would, we all got mad. And we held it against him. And I understand all of that. And there's just a wide range of emotions right now. But I do think you have to remember, these coaches are looking for the next thing to conquer. They're not looking for a place to retire, generally speaking. They're looking for the next thing to conquer. And my sense in this case is that's part of this equation. Not all of it, part of it.
Well, think about his upbringing and what he watched. What did his dad do? He was an NBA coach. I don't know Bill Musselman's resume by heart, but I imagine there were a few jobs in different states along the raising of Eric Musselman. So the only life he probably knows is a little bit nomadic.
That's true. And as we say all of these things, and I said this to myself before I came on this morning, don't go down the road as though it's already happened. Wait until it's happened. I say all of this, and you guys do too, with the full knowledge that as we sit here and speak, he's not the head coach of any other team other than the Arkansas Razorbacks.
It's going to be a PR challenge, though, to put it all back together.
Oh,
not saying it can't be done, but
I'm not disagreeing.
Can you imagine, let's just use, I don't know.
And I'm not even saying that's going to happen.
Let's just use, I don't know, Ty as an example. Ty gets all upset and, you know, he's flapping his arms in the conference room and raising hell with all the staff members. And he says, I'm going down to the Buzz in Little Rock for an interview. I'm out of here. And he goes down there and they don't hire him.
smart move on their
behalf. How in the world do you come back in the building? I mean, I'm not saying it can't happen. Not saying you can't put it back together. But there's a lot of things to conquer.
Mus has results on his side. You know, we can all live in the moment and talk about 16-17.
Ty, there's your problem.
But,
well, no, I didn't mean you don't. I didn't mean you don't. That's not what I was suggesting. I'm just saying Mus has winning results on his side. And look, I hate talking about this because I don't think it serves anyone's purpose to turn this into, you know, sides and blame and who did this and who said that. It doesn't serve anybody's purpose. Coaches have come here before and they've left here before, sometimes of their own accord, most of the time of somebody else's. And life's gone on. And, you know, the idea that life won't go on if this happens, it will.
Now, to me, it just feels, it's just an opinion, but I don't think this is a deep dive on analysis here, but it just feels like it's really personal based on the videos, based on the podcast, based on the radio silence from Musselman. It just feels like there's a lot of friction between him and Hunter. That may be right. That may be way, way off. For two guys that seem to have a wonderful working relationship when you're reaching the second weekend of the tournament, it has deteriorated fastly. At least that's the view from the outside looking in.
Here's the thing about relationships.
Tell us,
as someone that's had many in the course of his life, relationships aren't tested until you have horrid and awful and junctures in the road, which they just had this year. It's easy to have a happy wife, happy life when things are all merry. But then you have a miscarriage or you wreck a car or there's an injury or something. I'm just spun out random things. But Arkansas basketball had a horrendous season relative to what its standard was. And so what happens during the course of any athletics director and coaching relationship is it's very easy to portray, again, a tight bond on the outside when you're winning. But when you don't, again, that's when the rubber meets the road and you truly see if there's a relationship or not and if two guys or a gal and a guy or whoever can stand each other. And from the outside looking in, like you're saying, when you had turbulence like you did this season, the relationship seemingly fractured or deteriorated, at least from our vantage point.
One thing that I do want to throw out here is when a coach and an athletic director have to fans what appears to be a good relationship, it doesn't mean they're going over to each other's houses for barbecues. That's not what it means at all. Every coach and athletic director that I've been around had a professional working relationship. Fans want them to love one another. And so when things are going well, you see a lot of stuff out there that makes you think they do. But it's always a professional relationship first. The coziness is generally reserved, the public coziness is reserved for the good times because that's what fans want. That's what fans want. Yeah. And you give your people what they want. But the idea that a relationship was cozy and then fell apart or was not good and then became cozy, most of the time that's based on professional stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to just, the hardest thing when you have to hold people accountable is you love them, you care about them, you want the best for their life, you want the best for their professional career. But it's hard to hold that fine line sometimes between friendship and a working relationship because exactly what you're talking about, when situations come up where accountability has to enter the relationship, it strains that personal relationship that we all perceive is there. And, it's pretty easy to supervise somebody when times are good. Accountability doesn't come into play much. You have a losing record, you miss the tournament, accountability comes into play, and that strains things.
I think it's important to note, too, that my observation has been that Hunter is very hands-off with his programs in terms of, he lets his coaches coach. He hires them to coach, lets them coach. And it's sometimes that way, and sometimes it's not in athletic departments. But my observation has been that he's been very hands-off.
We had a text on the McLarty-Daniel hotline from Joe in Fort Smith a minute ago, says, this is about money. Joe, I respectfully disagree because I don't know that he's going to make decidedly more money. And even I would make the case equal money at USC is going to be a backward step for him personally. So I don't think this is about him seeking a pay raise or looking for a better financial situation somewhere else. I don't feel like that's the case at all, guys. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe Joe's right. But I don't think that's what is at the root of all of this.
Well, no, it is not at the root of all this. When you don't have money, like us, it always seems like money's at the heart of everything.
Right.
When you have money, it's merely the way you keep score. It's merely the scoreboard. Because you got plenty of money. You don't need any more money to live a better life. There's nothing that Muss is going to do, any job he's going to take, that's going to make his life any better than it is in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I can assure you that.
Well, I would say to be a step backwards in California just because of the
Well, but you've still got plenty of money in the bank.
Yeah, I get you.
You're not living year to year. You're still rich. And that's why I don't think it's about the money.
Yeah.
I don't think it's about the money. But money is how you keep score. And to some people, it is a matter of respect. And I think that's maybe more about what this is about than the actual dollars and cents.
Well, boys, we're down 10 with 3 minutes to go. We better get after it.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
I think, and we mentioned the term home several times throughout the week. I know for me, you made a comparison there, potentially what I would do if offered for a place I lived for 18 years. I mean, that would make sense. And I know that he's been all, you mentioned his kind of nomad, I don't know if gypsy is the right word, but him traveling all
probably
over the
not.
Place. But
I would say definitely not.
I think if he was to identify one state, not necessarily a city in Los Angeles, but he would say Cali is his home. I mean, he goes on not spring break trips. We've seen him go on trips there. He really enjoys going to baseball games and stuff. I don't know if it's the biggest factor in this, but I definitely think it might have, it has a role in the possibility. And I don't blame him for that. I don't blame him for that at all. Everyone has a special quote unquote relationship with their hometown, their home state. A lot of you have stayed or come back to Arkansas because of that. Arkansas is not his home state. I don't blame him that at all. I think that's a factor. It might not be the biggest factor, but it definitely is a factor in this.
Well, and it goes back to what I was saying a little bit earlier. Sometimes things happen, and you try to affix blame, and there's really none to affix because circumstances just lead to that. And it's hard for someone in Arkansas, and I will admit this, it's hard for someone in Arkansas to view California as a safe haven. I mean, you know, you think about it.
I hadn't thought about that, but you're right.
But I think but when it's home, it's your safe haven. And so you're right. That may have something to do with it. Yeah. I don't know if it does. And look, you know, I've heard everyone the last 24 hours sound as though, I mean, they're putting dirt on the grave right now, so to speak. And I hope we're not at that point. We may be. I acknowledge we may be. But, you know, the last 24 hours or so, people have spoken like this is over. And again, that may be the case, but it's not happened yet.
Your safe haven's going to be at a school that is right near Watts in L.A. So that is kind of hard for us to wrap our mind around a little bit.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our 6 locations in Northwest Arkansas.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contests out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Guys, I was just thinking as we were talking there, when Muss, because once the job is accepted, you get a little more detail about what happened in the immediate hours of contact and an offer and those things. Let's go back to when he was at Nevada and Hunter Yurecek made contact. Remember one of the things Musk said he did first? He went and watched film. He wanted to see who the players on the roster were. He said he got a roster to see the players. What's that about? Well, that's about, hey, am I going to step into a situation where I can win right away? Is it possible we're not hearing from Musk? And guess what? For Nevada people, he went radio silence. I think he put a tweet out or something of him practicing with Nevada to kind of throw everybody off. Then he said he went on a long 7-mile run. I just wonder, you know, is he kind of working through the same mental process He's looking at USC. Who's on that roster? Who's leaving? Portal's a bigger deal now than it was then as far as how much players come and go. But I can promise you he's not going to step into a situation at USC where it's a 2 or 3 year deal to rebuild that roster or he can't get players to come.
Oh, I'm sure you're right about that.
I can promise he'll come back to Arkansas and figure it out before he'll go out there and lose for 2 or 3 years. So is he working right now to figure out what kind of roster he can have at USC? Who will commit to Muss, wherever Muss is at? I mean, because I believe that's a huge part of his calculus is who he can get to play for him where. Because that's exactly what he did before he came to Arkansas. He figured out who the players were, what he would have here, and to a degree who he could get to come to Arkansas with him. I don't think for 1 second he's not going through the same process mentally or actually going through the steps of making phone calls before he would accept a job at USC. Am I crazy in what I'm thinking? Because he's going to put himself in the spot to win more than anything.
Well, I think all those things factor into it. If that is the decision that, you know, he's making, and I keep qualifying all this with an if, because I've seen wild speculation become assumed fact before when it's really not. And I'm not sure that there's not a certain amount of that at play right here. So I'm not entirely sure in that regard, but I think it's a fair question. I think it's an honest reaction to what's going on right now. I don't know if this is what's occurring here or not. I do know that, generally speaking, the situations that I've been around when it seemed a head coach's departure was imminent, you know, how many people are recruiting? How many people are how many people are working on things other than trying to get another job? I don't know what's going on here, and I don't want to pretend that I do in that regard. Yeah.
Here's my question: who's he working for today? And I don't mean whose payroll is he on. We know he's on Arkansas's payroll, but that doesn't always mean that's who you're working for. Is he working to see what roster he can assemble for Southern Cal or Team Muss? As I said, who in his mind, where is his mental efforts being placed today? Only one person can answer that question, but that's what I wonder this morning here at 22 after 7 o'clock.
Well, I think you're probably not the only one, would be my guess on that.
Yeah. What's his mental energy spent on right now?
Well, that's a good question.
Where the hell is he right now? Is he in Arkansas? Is he in California? I wonder. These are the things that are just crossing my mind.
Radio silence.
Yeah, where's he at?
Radio silence. All right, let's talk to Tom Murphy, who won't give us some silence. He'll give us some feedback as he joins us via the McCarty-Daniel hotline. Tom, I know you've been busy with football. I know this baseball team is back in action tonight, number one team in the country. I get those are big things, but Muss still the talking point. What's your thoughts on maybe what's played out in the last 48 hours or so?
Well, I did enjoy hearing what Tommy and Chuck were just talking about. I think it's probably a limbo situation. He's probably heard or is hearing the best of the pitch, and he's in a good situation. I mean, he's making a great salary, top 12 in the country. He's well loved by a fan base, and he's had success here. I think, as Tommy mentioned, the calculus is what will his roster look like at USC? How much NIL money would he have to deal with? And if it was me, and he may be different, but is the cost of living differential in LA and quality of life different? You know, what's the calculus there? So a lot going on, and why would he have to be in a rush? I mean, we want the answer. We're fans, and we're media, and we want to know what his answer is going to be. But he doesn't have to be in a super huge rush. Now, if he goes, Honey, your check will be in quick mode on having a replacement, and who knows if, you know, if that step has started to take place or if agents have been contacted and so on. I would hazard a guess that it has. Yeah.
Do you think that Arkansas fans trust the decisions that Hunter Yurecek is going to have to make if it plays out and he goes to USC? Do you think they'll be fully backing who Hunter Yurecek selects as the next basketball coach?
Well, Hunter Yurecek has done well in the profession. He's well regarded. He's on great committees. Why wouldn't they? I mean, he's to me, he's done a a fabulous job at Arkansas, and there's no reason not to trust who he would talk to, who he would hire.
Yeah. Tom, everyone's got an opinion on this. What's this all about? What is at the root of what appears to be a rub between Hunter Yurecek and Eric Musselman? What's your thought on it?
Well, I don't know specifically, but the NIL probably is a thing that there's been some frustration. I mean, Sam Pittman has done a good job at not, you know, outright, you know, being negative about it. But, you know, toward the end of last year, with the losing piling up, you could sense there was some frustration and, you know, that they were going to make this move to, you know, make another effort to get a bigger NIL part of the pie. And so I wouldn't doubt that many coaches on campus, especially in the highest profile ones that need the most resources in terms of attracting players, that's been a point of discussion. And so there's a lot that figures into this. Lifestyle, where his family's comfortable, a chance to build a roster to go to a Final Four. Because I think we all do know and agree on that having success and being a winning coach and what it's like to you know, the thrill of victory is a big deal for Eric Musselman.
Now, I think it's the only deal for Eric Musselman. And am I wrong? It just the way Hunter framed everything on that podcast, the video that came out on the bus. Maybe I'm overreading this thing, but I think a lot of people feel like this is really personal between Mus and Hunter at this point, just the way some of this has played out on social media.
Well, you know, I don't know, but I do know this. Hunter's had that the sense of humor. I mean, he's not super uptight. He understands it's a big business, but I think he's pretty grounded in reality and grounded in having fun in life. And so he did the Pope with the white smoke, and he did this, and maybe it was just a message to Eric Musselman. Look, man, you're very, very well paid. If you're going to make a move, you know, it's time to just go ahead and make it. We need an answer here too.
Yeah.
And so some would argue probably that maybe it was a bad move. I don't know. But I think it falls in line with Hunter Yurecek's personality.
Should Musselman tweet, speak, communicate? He's been, Ty said earlier, the old cliche, the silence is deafening. Is it time for him to at least, raise your hand and let us know you're alive, man?
Well, I mean, he's not feeling that like the way people who are watching this, the fans are watching this. This is a big life decision. I mean, you know, I think the quality of life in Northwest Arkansas is fantastic. I've lived in a lot of places. I've lived in a lot of places in the South, the Deep South, you know, the Mid South and so on. And I don't think I would trade it, you know, in terms of bang for your buck and all that. But he's from California, so he's not obligated, I don't think, to really say anything. It's only been a few days, basically, since the USC job came open. And so I think that within the next day or so, we'll probably have an answer at least on that front.
So, Tom, I mentioned baseball team back in action tonight as we're talking to you via the McCarty-Daniel hotline. This team has not overlooked some of the inferior opponents this year, which is kind of a difference from last year's team. McLaughlin and Dave Van Horn were talking about that. Why do you think that they've maybe taken these games so seriously relative to what they did last year?
Well, I just think, bottom line, they're reflective of their coach's personality. You know, respect every opponent. Go out there and do your job. Don't even look at what the jersey says on the other side, and just play your best. I mean, and McLaughlin, Diggs, and Aloy have played in every game. They played all the midweeks. They've gotten outstanding pitching performances, and I think that's probably the biggest factor is that they're so deep at pitching that, guys like Bibee and Fisher and some others, and Cody Frank has pitched in midweeks. I think Will McIntyre has, that they're kind of overpowering teams with their arm. And so, you got Florida, they're doing okay in the polls and so on, but they've been losing a lot of midweeks. Now, they have been playing Florida States and things like that. But anyway, it's phenomenal, the role that they're on. and I don't think it's going to change. That they do have some interesting midweeks coming up with the San Jose State, and then there's another two-game set coming up that is going to give them 2, 4, 7 games in a pretty tight stretch of days where their pitching will be even further tested.
Speaking of interesting, we got a chance to hear from Bobby Petrino earlier this week, which our audience is always intrigued by, and he was joking with you, I think, about his demeanor, which I got a chuckle out of. But what stood out to me in his comments is he was like, Talen's the one, it's a battle for the two. Would you say that's probably the biggest statement he made on Tuesday?
I would say so. It was a little more definitive than what Sam Pittman has said, like, we're not going to declare the one. Well, they haven't declared it, but what we see out on the field is declarative enough, right? And, I mean, he said he's earned it from day one. His mat drills, his leadership, his getting the iPad out and studying stuff all the time, wanting to get better, looking at Ryan Mallett tape and figuring out, like, here's something about his delivery, over the top. All the technique points that Bobby Petrino is so, so wonderful at passing along to his proteges. So, I think that was a declarative thing, and he just seemed pretty comfortable. He smiled a few times, and it wasn't me. It was someone else who asked him that, has your mood, personality changed from when head coach to now? And in my opinion, he might be still as intense in meetings and, you know, with the players, but it's a little bit more under the breath. Certainly there were days when he was a head coach where you could hear him across the field, and now it's a little more subdued. And he had fun with it and just said, hey, I've always been a laid-back guy. So it shows that at least he's not so uptight that he can't have a little bit of humor with that.
All right, let's circle back to the topic of the day. What's your opinion over the next, say, 12 to 36 hours? What unfolds before sunset Friday regarding the basketball program and its head coach?
I'm not going to make an opinion. I've read all the stuff that's out there. Well, maybe not everything, but a lot of it. And a lot of people think that he's just a little restless and he's ready to make that move. I couldn't imagine that he flies to California and is the first known, I think, the first known interview, and that he's not maybe their target. And so he's going to get their best pitch. They want him, it sounds like. And so he's going to have to tell them no. So what is that up against? Is Arkansas's NIL competitive or maybe better than USC's? Does he see a chance to win here quicker? I mean, he's already won here. So it's hard for me to say, but the sense is like that he's ready to make a move, but I'm that's not anything other than what I'm seeing out there.
All right, keep the phone charged. It's going to be a busy few days. Tom, we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Sounds good. See y'all.
Tom Murphy, Arkansas Democrat, is at Whole Hog Sports with us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Chuck, I want to go back to what we were talking about before Tom joined us. I think it's all about winning. It's always about winning. You know, we talk about money, time, contract, lifestyle, where you live. At the end of the day, priority one in the assessment of any opportunity for Eric Musselman, I believe, begins and ends with, can I win there? Can I be successful? I just wonder, is his mind on roster construction and where he can put the best roster together at, whether it's USC or Arkansas or somewhere else right now?
Well, the one thing Tom said that was right on the money is that the thrill of victory is what motivates him most. That's the high.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, that's the, you know, the dopamine rush, whatever you want to, you know, whatever term you want to use. Mm-hmm. That's what he's about. I'm in full agreement with that. And beyond that, I'm kind of like Tom. I mean, it's I've read and heard and I've seen so many times before, as I alluded to earlier, where, you know, a wild rumor becomes accepted fact. You know, you hear something so many times, you believe it's true. And I don't know that everything that we're hearing right now is exactly on. In fact, I'm sure everything we're hearing right now is not exactly on the money. That doesn't mean there's not going to be the inevitability that certain people think there's going to be. But, you know, it's I've heard a lot of people declare over the last 24 hours, it's done, it's over, he's gone. None of us really know, to be perfectly honest about it.
Back to the McLarty Daniel hotline where Ben in Fayetteville is. Ben, welcome in here on this Too Stupid Thursday.
Hey, good morning, Ty, Tommy, and Chuck. Tommy, I heard you say something a few minutes ago saying that Musselman was a top five coach in the SEC. Mm-hmm. And I know that's an emotional thing, and I think you have to quit saying that. Two seasons ago you could. This season you can't say that. Facts over feelings. I mean, he wasn't a top five coach this year. His record in the SEC this year is not top five. There were six other coaches, SEC coaches, that made the NCAA tournament, and what, three other coaches made the NIT tournament. It's what have you done for me lately, which is, I'm sure, what you think about Ty on most mornings. But it's what have you done for me lately?
Well,
two seasons ago, he was top five. He's not a top five coach anymore. It's facts over feelings. Get that out of your mouth. What has he done lately?
Hold on. Ben, before you go. So in 2021, all right, he's going to leave. In 2021, based on your assessment insertion, when Bruce Pearl and John Calipari didn't make the NCAA tournament, were they not top five coaches in the league? Guys, they had a bad year.
Yeah.
Okay? He's a top five coach. Now, he's not one or two, not three. He's at four or five. But he is a top five coach in this league. They had an off year. It's
you got to take a broader view than one season. Not that. That would be
Let's
my response.
Not get sidetracked too much here. We've changed the conversation from what's going on with Musta. Is he a top five coach in the SEC?
And that's not that's exactly right, Chuck. My comment was made in the fact that the question was, would you welcome him back? Well, of course, if it worked out, that's between him and Hunter to figure out. As a fan, as someone who enjoys watching basketball at Arkansas and enjoys winning, he's a coach that can get it done, and I base that on the results he has given you. I believe based on the results, he is a top five coach, and you got to take a broader view than just one season. And your point about coaches that have missed the tournament before doesn't mean you went to sleep one night and forgot how to coach the game of basketball.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
All right, let's get into our Hog update this morning. Arkansas baseball back in action tonight. Baum Walker Stadium against Ole Miss. Here's what Dave, pretty short and sweet, had to say about the Rebels.
They have good players. It can turn around real quick.
I know Ole Miss on paper is not the best team you played all season long, but it's an SEC team. The Razorbacks are off to a crazy start thus far this season. The only time they've started this strong is actually when Dave played back in 1982. He doesn't really remember it that much, though.
Yeah, I had no idea. I don't remember 1982 a whole lot. Not that season. I remember in 82, though, I do remember like over spring break, we played like two games a day for like 5 days straight, 6 days. Teams from all around the area would come in. Some were non-Division One, I think, and we probably played 2 7-inning games. We just played a lot of games, and we must have won them all.
They won a lot of them. And they had two ties back in the day. Dave said because of the light situation. That's why they had those. But
they win the national title in 82?
They did not.
They did not. So that's the only thing I really could comment or care about, honestly. We had the greatest start in the history of the sport. They can go 50-0 to get to the College World Series. To me, I don't know if I'm on this island alone. I don't think I am. I don't really care what the record is now or then. Only thing I care about is that last game and does it result in a national title. And that's not pressure I'm putting on them. I've just seen great starts. I've seen great regular seasons. I've seen SEC tournament titles all not result in winning in Omaha. I want to be the Ole Miss or Mississippi State, have an okay regular season, and then catch fire and win it all. I don't care how it happens. But that's the only thing that matters to me at this point.
You know, certainly a winning streak's great, and it's hopefully a sign of things to come.
Yeah.
You're not going to play what's termed, I guess, hot baseball, you know, for four straight months, but this team's got a lot of talent, and they can overcome a lot of things that perhaps normal teams can't. I will say that about them. But clearly everything, as it is in basketball with March, everything is geared toward that tournament in June. And that's what people remember.
Trying to get that win streak to 19, and like you said, add to it as they hopefully are on their way to the national championship at the end of June. Arkansas football's got a long way out till they play their first game on August the 31st against UAPB. Kind of sounds like, though, the QB1's locked up. Here's Bobby Petrino.
Talen has kind of been the guy that works with the ones. He's earned that himself from the minute he got here to how he's conducted his business, how he leads, how he studies, how hard he goes, you know, and all the mat drills that we did. He's the first guy winning on the races, so he's done a nice job on that. I think there's a good competition for who's going to be number two, and I'm really not sure who that is right now. Malachi, Jacoby, and KJ, the youngster, have all had their bright spots and then made mistakes and had some spots that aren't what we want. I think it's been hard on Jacoby as far as, you know, the third new offense and how he's got to get there. Not necessarily mentally, but the drops and the things that we do different are different to him. So he's got to catch his feet up. He's got a great arm. And he's working hard at it, and I love his attitude. I just think he needs to catch up with our techniques and the timing, because everything for us is timing.
As Taylen Green's going to be your starting quarterback.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he just told you.
We've known that for a while. It was finally spoon-fed to the media, so they act like it's a new story. I mean, if you've watched and can add two and two, you've known he was number one.
I mean, he just said the battle's for number two. So, I mean, he just said it. I don't think he said it without saying it. He just said it. I think he just drew it out in crayon for everyone.
Well, I mean, it's like Tom said a little bit earlier. I mean, sometimes what you watch is declarative. I mean, you don't need somebody to say it to you. Of course, he's the number one quarterback. He has been for a long time.
Just watch. Just look. Just watch the plays in the scrimmage. You'll see why he's number one.
Well, all right. Other things for you here in your Hog Update. Keith Smart has been named a candidate for the Fresno State job, according to ABC 30, potentially going out west and taking that head coaching position. Just something to think about in this in the middle of this mess or whatever you want to call it. You wonder about the assistant. I wondered if there would be coaching staff turnover to begin with, even before the speculation on the USC job. But that is one of the college basketball reports that are out there. I guess Michigan's been filled. Louisville's been filled. Florida Atlantic's been. I was just trying to go over the list of jobs. SMU's been filled.
They created USC's opening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the coaching turnover often leads to, or not often, leads to other hires. And this is.
I'll say this. If the Arkansas job comes open, as it appears right now, it will be the best job available out there.
Of anyone that have come open, is what you're saying?
Well, you just went over those. I don't think there's going to be a better job come open, is my point.
Oh, after the fact. I just don't know. Like, we, on that line of thinking, now I'm going to get some pushback on this because we're doing a radio show in Arkansas. Tradition, pageantry, fan base, arena, all that is all well and good. But the game has changed. The number one thing is your NIL bank fund. And if Michigan has a better one, if Louisville has a better one, if these other jobs, if USC and the others have better, then it's not a better, or then they're all better jobs than Arkansas.
Are the four biggest NIL funds all going to be playing this weekend in Phoenix?
Let's see. Bama, I would say, has a pretty big one. I would say that UConn is pretty substantial. Why am I blanking on the other two? North Carolina State.
The team we're pulling for, though, North Carolina State, is not NIL flush compared to the others. I'm pretty certain of that. Look, when we start talking about what or what is not in the NIL, I'm just going to be candid with you. We know just enough to be wrong, and I include all three of us in that. We don't know what's in that fund. Ty, respectfully, you have no idea what's in that fund.
And that's again.
And you don't know that other schools are better.
And that's why.
There's the assumption that, well, Arkansas's NIL is terrible and everybody else's is good. I got news for you. Every athletic department in the country scrambling for NIL money. It is not plentiful anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. Even Dave Van Horn, who I think Arkansas baseball has a pretty good NIL fund, was talking, we could always use more. But again, what I was saying is that if they are larger than what Arkansas has, in my opinion, they are better jobs because of that fact. Now, your point is well made. We don't know.
It depends on what motivates you. It depends on what motivates you. If you are one who is, you know, hey, we're gonna sell out, we're gonna spend a bunch of money on NIL, we're gonna win a championship. It's the most important thing. For other coaches, it may not be.
Bless you.
That's your
allergy season, guys.
I'm telling you.
And that is your
sneeze mid sentence is a broadcaster's. Nemesis.
That's where. Hey, thanks for helping me out with that dead air too. Come on, Todd.
I didn't. Sorry.
Read the room, yeah, man.
Not great.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
Let's go to the home of the best watermelons, not just in the state, but in the country. Lane is in Cave City via the McCarty Daniel Hotline.
What's right, up? You were right about that, Ty.
Hope people might disagree.
Hey, guys, how are y'all?
Good, man.
Hey, well, so here's my thoughts on this Musselman thing. They're probably totally wrong. But so I changed jobs back in October. Now, the job I had previously, I'd had for 8 years. Loved the job, worked for great people, and I would have stayed. I had no reason to leave, except that probably one of my dream job got offered to me, and so I took it. And I kind of look at this Musselman thing kind of the same way. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm in sales in Cave City, Arkansas, not the head basketball coach for the University of Arkansas, so not as many people looking, but you know, I look at it the same way. It don't necessarily mean that he's not happy with Arkansas and that he's not happy being here, but he's always wanted to be in Southern California. And so that's kind of like his dream spot to be able to coach and his family to be. So I don't know. That's kind of my thing. You know, fans are saying he's not happy here, so he should go. Well, just because he's interviewing out there don't mean he's not happy here.
Yeah, but Lane, but
that's a fair point. Yeah, I think that's a fair point.
But Lane, if everyone in your Sunday school class was saying, you know, he left his job because him and his boss were kind of at odds and, you know, they weren't getting along and things weren't right and Lane was just really unhappy, you'd probably straighten that out with a, you know, by setting the record straight, making it, you know, telling everybody, no, that's not right. I love working there, but
unless there's a reason not to.
And that's the point I think a lot of us have pondered and wondered, where's Muss in all this? You know, Hunter's put out a couple of videos and spoke on a podcast. It's been zilch.
If he wanted
for
to,
Muss.
If he wanted to,
if this wasn't right, you'd think he'd say something.
If he 100% wanted to be here, he would have said so publicly. He hasn't. That doesn't mean he's
not necessarily. Not necessarily. You can want something 100% and not say so publicly.
But you don't have social media, and I know you want to be here. I know you want to be the voice of the Razorbacks, but you don't have to put that pen to paper, per se. This is a guy that has had a track record on social media, and any chance he gets, puts something on social media. That's the difference here with Eric Musselman, is that has been something he has utilized over the course of his career, and when...
I'm not disagreeing that it would be nice if he put something out on social media. As I said an hour and a half ago, the people that I feel worst about this for are our fans, because they've been left in limbo and they don't know what's going on. That's the part that I personally just feel worst about. But there are times, look, every coaching, when the coaching carousel gets going every year, there are lots of things that go on that we don't find out about because these guys aren't putting that stuff on social media. This is not the time. I mean, you don't social media when you're, when you're at a stalemate. I'll just put it that way. At least from Muss's perspective, because as I said earlier, I still believe that he's got a welcoming fan base here if he decides he wants to remain the coach of the Razorbacks. It's a very welcoming fan base, and they'll still love him.
I know the callers that we took yesterday were more negative, and you're always going to see more negative stuff on social media. And I tend to think that you would welcome him following a postseason or welcome him back following a postseason run. But I think when you combined what happened this season and the losing, and I know they ended stronger than they started in SEC play, and then you have such openness, flirting, at least from our vantage point, I don't think it's as strong as, let's say, like overwhelming majority. I really don't. I think that when you combine, now if they had a good season and he was flirting, I think we're talking, we may be something talking something different. But I think those two things, the losing, as bad as they looked, and then again, the openness, at least from our vantage point of the flirting, I don't think it's as cut and dry. I'm going to disagree with you there. And I could be wrong. Maybe it's
75%. I didn't say, Ty, you used the word overwhelming. I said I think the majority of our fans would welcome him back. I feel pretty certain about that. Would it be 95%? I don't know. But I think the majority of people would be happy that he's still the coach of the Razorbacks.
Let's talk to Brian, who's in Ozark this morning on the McCarty-Daniel Hotline. Brian, what's up, man?
Hey, not much. What's going on? I just want to chime in real quick. Hey, just got a couple of comments. Musselman never intended to stay at Arkansas very long, and that was very evident. You know, he's a businessman. He goes from place to place to place. Second of all, good riddance. You know, there's rumors out there, and I don't believe this is going to happen, but if Chris Beard came to Arkansas, you know, he's 10 times a better coach than Musselman anyways, and he proved that last year when Arkansas had four NBA guys and Chris Beard's team, which, you know, Chris Beard was fired at that point, but the team that he had stomped Arkansas by 30 points. You know, that was a Chris Beard team. He also went, but he stomped Arkansas by 30. He also went into Ole Miss with a bunch of misfits that were leftovers and had a pretty daggum good year. Chris Beard is a much, much, much tons better coach than Musselman, and he would fit in at Arkansas and recruit five stars and would take Arkansas to levels that Musselman never did. I hope Chris Beard comes to Arkansas. Good riddance to Musselman. Thanks. Have a great day.
I've heard so many people say things over the last 24 hours. Those who are, you know, on the air, off the air, callers, writers, I've heard so many people say things the last 24 hours that they never would have said last week. Mm-hmm. They never would have said last week. And it's because of, obviously, what's transpired over the last 4 or 5 days. And it bothers me, frankly, when I hear people trash a guy just because they assume he's out the door and he doesn't love them as much as maybe they hoped he would. I just, we've been a lot better off over the last 5 years in basketball than we've been in a while. And we don't need to just act like that didn't happen.
I want to be in. If Eric Musselman decides ultimately it's best for him and his family to move out west, I'm not going to get on air the next day and rip him a new one. Because it's like you just said, this program, for better or worse, has been better under Eric Musselman the last 5 years. You did not go for a Sweet 16 since 96. In 20-something years where you didn't end up in Sweet 16. It took him a year and a half to bring this program to a Sweet 16 and then get to an Elite Eight. And that Beard thing, by the way, you beat Chris Beard in the round of 32. Brian, you might have forgotten that when he was at Texas Tech. So if that's what he decides to do, that's fine. I'm not exactly just going to rip him a new one for that. All right, Miss Lisa's on line three here on the McCarty-Daniel
Hotline.
This
ought to be good.
What's up, Miss Lisa?
Well, I'm going to try to be quick. Chuck, I respect you to no end, and I listen to every word you say. But you're wrong, I do believe, about the majority of the fan base would welcome him back. Name me another coach that has been in a closet for a week, hadn't spoke, as far as we know, and our AD's in the same position. We hadn't heard from him. We know he took a flight out there to USC. We don't know what's going on, and it's embarrassing to me. And as far as I'm concerned, and they won't care about me because I'm a peon, I won't buy another basketball ticket, nor will I give what I give to the basketball program if they retain Coach Musselman. I think it's awful behavior. I think it makes him look like the imp he may be, and I just, I'm done with it. And I don't know why you would think that we would be jumping up and down for him to come back. We're not.
Well, I don't think
everybody
that,
I talk.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Everybody, everybody I talk to. And I'm in these clubs all over Northeast Arkansas drinking coffee and doing whatever we do. None of us want him back. And we're all embarrassed. And a lot of them, I haven't really moved to that side yet. They're upset with an AD that won't stand up and say, look, you know, if you leave here on a flight and without blah, 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 like Frank would have done, yes, I'm bringing up Frank when he told Houston if he stepped on the tarmac, he was fired. So Houston, as it turned out, did not step on the tarmac. But I'm sick of the whole thing, and they can count me out for basketball, and I'm sure they'll say, good riddance to me. But in Arkansas, we need every fan, even those that can't go to the game, to be on board with the program. And we don't have it right now. We've got a split. And I would say there's more people that want his skinny butt gone than they wanted here, sitting on a pot in Fayetteville. Thank you for taking my call. Go Hogs and hire Chris Beard. I don't care if he is a girlfriend beater. Jeez, I'd rather have a girl.
Well, I appreciate Miss Lisa's opinion. I really do. I know she's passionate about the Razorbacks, and I'm certain that everything she just said was from the heart. I'm certain of that.
All right, let's move
on. Your show, Ty. Mike, take it away.
Yeah. Mike, I thought you were going to elaborate.
Your name's first, man.
Mike and Siloam on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I actually maybe think that the AD, the lady AD at USC, probably saw all the unhinged anger and venom and how he acted like a child courtside. At Arkansas, how he would kick the scorer's table and act like a toddler. And I think she looked at it and, like, the way he yells and screams at people, he would be an easy target for the snake pit
LA media.
Well, I'm not sure, just to be blunt, I'm not sure USC basketball right now registers with the LA media.
It's like 10th.
Yeah.
You got the Rams, the Dodgers. You've got the football program.
You mentioned the Lakers.
Lakers,
maybe?
Clippers. It's 10th at best.
Lakers are one, right? Lakers are number one.
Yes. There. Even with the Rams moving back. All right, Pig Suey's on line four. What's up, Pig Suey?
Hey, man. I never thought I'd say this, but Chuck, I'm going to defend the Arkansas media in the past. When you guys defended Houston Nutt, it turns out he's been the best coach since been in the SEC, with the exception of Bobby Petrino's short period of time. And you know what? I've always defended the fans, but, I mean, this is ridiculous, man. I mean, Eric Musselman, he's kind of hip-hop, but who cares? We got to have that to get these recruits in here. And this guy, he knows how to play the system to get us to have winning seasons, to get us to the Elite Eight, to get us to the Sweet 16. So we should do a contract extension. And I think that's a fatal flaw for Hunter Yurchak. If our football team plays like it did this last year and Musselman leaves and we have a terrible basketball season, his job's gone. And if that's the case, I think the only thing the administration can do is hire Dave Van Horn after he wins a national championship to be the athletic director so that we can have interest. Because I'm telling you, I've got a group chat called Disgruntled Hog Fans, and we've grown up watching Razorback football. We schedule our Saturdays around it, basketball games, and I mean, I hate to say it, I mean, baseball is our last hope. And there's a lot of, I mean, my kids, I don't know if they're going to grow up, you know, watching the Razorbacks like I've done, you know, with Chad Morris, you know, type of program. And now, unfortunately, of course, at the end of the day, you know, we want to bring the best coaches. And if they want to go somewhere else, you know, that's fine. And we just need to accept that. But at the same time, you know, we've got to, I don't know, we need some straight talk. Yeah. I think Dave Van Horn can give a straight talk. I don't think Hunter Yurchak is doing that in social media games. It's just distracting. Anyway, those are my comments, and hopefully Musselman stays, and we can win a national championship with him, but we'll see.
I remember when Coach Richardson was here, we were struggling in football. It was like, well, let's just let Nolan coach everything.
Yeah.
He can coach football. He can coach basketball. Just let him coach it all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let Dave just run the whole deal.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.